Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It is 87 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News. A new Instagram feature is causing some confusion and concern among users, says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
The Instagram friend map lets users share their live location with a select group of friends, rolled out this week, but it did have some users worrying about privacy and security. The head of Instagram is clarifying that you do have to opt into this feature. It will not automatically share your location. Your location will only be shared if you choose to share it, and that if you do, it will only be shared with a group that you choose.
There are new details about Erin Patterson, the Australian woman found guilty last month of murdering three members of her husband's family by poisoning them with toxic mushrooms served in beef Wellington. In newly released police interviews, Patterson allegedly tried to repeatedly poison her husband with spaghetti bolognese, curry, and cookies. She was convicted last month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 87 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy, hot, and humid conditions with a high of 91. Tonight, increasing clouds and muggy, a 30% chance of thunderstorms late, a low of 72. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Occasional showers and storms are likely. Some could be strong, with heavy rain possible, a high of 85. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 64, it's 87 degrees.
This Labor Day, reward yourself with comfort and big savings. August 20th through 31st, get 25% off all Ashley 2 and 3-piece seating arrangements at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sectional sofas and love seats, all built for relaxation, all priced to move. Hurry in to place your order. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Good afternoon. It's 88 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The name of the woman killed after a deer crashed into her vehicle Wednesday night has been released. Brianna C. Espinoza White, 29, of Baraboo, was traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X in the town of Greenfield around 8:35 when another vehicle traveling east on 33 hit a deer. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to Espinoza White. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned the lone occupant of the vehicle, Brianna Espinoza White, was dead. No one inside of the residence was hurt. Governor Tony Evers says he's aware of demands for accountability for Canada over wildfire smoke that's caused poor air quality across Wisconsin.
Obviously, fires in Manitoba isn't something that we can necessarily take care of. But at the end of the day, yes, we would hope that we're going to be able to have cleaner air during this time of year.
The governor says there's room for bipartisan action.
You know, making sure that we're working together on that, and we are, you know, we've sent people up to help fight those fires, and we'll continue to do that, but there's need to be a long-term solution to it.
Lawmakers from four states, including Wisconsin, are demanding accountability for Canadian wildfire smoke. Governor Tony Evers says he's welcomed dialogue on a solution if it's productive.
to just say, well, darn it, Manitoba stopped doing it, that's not an answer. And so having some sort of vote on that, I don't see that as being particularly helpful.
Republican State Representative Calvin Callahan of Tomahawk joined legislators from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calling for real consequences if Canada fails to get wildfires under control, as well as an investigation into Canadian fire management practices. Wisconsin has seen more than 20 days of poor air quality this summer due to the wildfire smoke. A northern Wisconsin tribe will have to stop barricading roads to private homes on its reservation. Federal Judge William Conley ruled this week that the Lac des Flambeaux tribe did not have jurisdiction to prevent residents of a number of homes from using four roads. Those blockades started in 2023 after the original easements to those properties expired, and the tribe wanted the town of Lac des Flambeaux to pay for their upkeep. Judge Conley ruled that the roads are currently listed as public roads under federal funding programs, and the $20 million fee the tribe was demanding was exorbitant. Tribal leaders say they're weighing their future options, while the homeowners and the town expressed relief in statements to the media. Republican State Senator Mary Falskowski of Tomahawk praised the ruling and said the Lac des Flambeaux tribe was immature in its dealings with the town and state. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Madison-based provider of tests for cancer prevention is cutting a portion of its workforce. Exact Sciences is eliminating about 200 positions in Wisconsin. 80 of those jobs are based at the company's Madison headquarters, and another 120 remote workers around Wisconsin will be let go. The company employs 7,200 people and says the layoffs are connected to a reorganization of support functions to better meet growing demand. Those losing their jobs can apply for nearly 250 open roles elsewhere in the company. Alliant Energy Corporation on Thursday reported second quarter net income of $174 million. The Madison, Wisconsin-based company said it had profit of 68 cents per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of three analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of 62 cents per share. The electric and gas utility parent company posted revenue of $961 million in the period. Alliant Energy expects full-year earnings in the range of $3.15 to $3.25 per share. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that bonus antlerless harvest authorizations for the 2025 gun deer season will be available for purchase online through the Go Wild license portal and at licensed sales locations starting at 10 o'clock Monday morning, August 18th. Bonus authorizations are sold at a rate of one per person per day until sold out or until the 2025 deer hunting season ends. Bonus authorizations are $12 each for Wisconsin residents, $20 each for non-residents, and $5 each for youth ages 11 and under. An online queuing system will be used to manage volume in Go Wild. All users entering the site between 9:45 and 10 will be randomly assigned a number and staged in a virtual queue. Users will be arranged randomly regardless of the actual time they enter the system. There is no advantage for customers who enter the site before 9:45. Users who log on after 10 will be added to the end of the existing queue in the order of arrival. To complete your purchase, you will need to know the deer management zone and unit in which you intend to hunt. Determine whether you will hunt on public or private land and have a deer hunting license approval. Due to realignment of the northern and central forest zones, there have been changes made to some deer management unit borders for 2025. The DNR encourages hunters to consult the new maps before buying their licenses. The first 3 days of bonus sales are management zone specific, and the fourth day is open to all zones. Monday, August 18th is for the forest zones. Tuesday, August 19th for the central farmland zone. Wednesday, August 20th for the southern farmland zone. And Thursday, August 21st for all zones available. The number of antlerless harvest opportunities will vary by deer management unit in accordance with local deer population levels. This allows for greater harvest opportunities where deer are abundant and a more conservative harvest where deer are fewer in number. A listing of bonus antlerless harvest authorizations available for purchase in each deer management unit can be found on the DNR's Antlerless Deer Harvest Authorization webpage. As a reminder, a minimum of one farmland zone antlerless harvest authorization is included with each deer hunting license purchase in all farmland zone units. Some units will offer more than one antlerless deer harvest authorization with each deer license. For more information regarding deer hunting in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's deer hunting webpage. Football season has begun, and scammers are reportedly taking this opportunity to target food truck vendors in conjunction with sports and stadium events. The scammers are inviting vendors to participate in fan events and requesting payment of vendor fees through peer-to-peer banking apps such as Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal. But if a business pays the fraudulent fee for this event that does not even exist, they are unlikely to recover their money. The scammers are using numerous Gmail accounts to contact their targets. By using multiple email addresses, the scammers can avoid automated spam filters. So even if one of their fraudulent accounts is shut down, others can still send scam messages. This is not the first time this method has been used, and while it is currently targeting vendors adjacent to stadiums, this scam is not exclusive to sporting events. DATCAP recommends that food truck vendors and similar businesses take steps to protect themselves. Avoid interacting with unexpected and unsolicited messages. Do not respond, click links, open attachments, or use contact information included in unsolicited and unverified emails. Pause, investigate, and verify. Instead of acting on a great offer right away, research the event details online. If there is no public information about the event, or if the event is real but its official contact information differs from the suspicious message, the message should be considered a scam. Remember, scammers can spoof an email address, disguising it as a trustworthy source. Even if an email looks real, reach out directly to the organization using official contact information that can be found online. Do not pay fees through payment apps. A trustworthy organization will not demand payment through a peer-to-peer banking app, cryptocurrency, wire transfer, or with prepaid gift cards. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. It's 88 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Alliant Energy Community Grants have been awarded. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 88 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. In its second community grant cycle of the year, Alliant Energy and the Alliant Energy Foundation awarded over $530,000 to various causes and nonprofits across Iowa and Wisconsin. To date, in 2025, Alliant Energy has awarded nearly $1.3 million with one last grant cycle in the year remaining. All community grant recipients seek to make an impact in Alliant Energy's 4 focus areas: community safety and engagement, environmental stewardship, workforce readiness, and hunger and housing. Community safety and engagement includes improvements for emergency services, and nearly $46,000 in grants covered 25 communities from many first response organizations, including police and fire EMS departments, as they plan for vital new or upgraded equipment. Support will also be provided to initiatives that bring communities together, such as special events like fairs and building playgrounds. Among the recipients receiving funding for community safety and engagement include American Red Cross of Southwest Wisconsin receiving $5,000 for disaster relief, Baraboo Area Fire and EMS District receiving $1,000 for a thermal image camera upgrade, the City of Cuba City receiving $1,000 for an AED, $500 to Grant County for the county fair, $500 to the Dane County Dairy Promotion Committee for its breakfast on the farm, $1,000 to Friends of Blue River for an AED for the community building, $1,000 to the International Association of Lions Clubs for a Fort Fun renovation project in Crawford County, $600 to the Iowa County Fair Society, $500 to the Lafayette County Fair, $500 to the Linden Volunteer Fire Department in Iowa County for a multi-gas detector, $2,500 to the Madison Community Foundation for Madison Gives, $1,200 to the Platteville Main Street Program for Music in the Park 2025, $3,000 to the Village of Cassville for the 2025 Cassville Car Ferry, $1,000 to the Village of Sauk City for June Tunes Concerts in the Park, $15,000 to the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra Incorporated for the 2025 concerts on the square, and Wisconsin Public Radio receiving $5,508 in support. Hunger and housing includes clothing, household needs, as well as food pantry support, including food delivery and meal outreach programs. They were awarded over $88,000 in grants in 17 communities. Organizations focused on emergency shelter support, transition and permanent housing, and transportation were also included in these grant opportunities. Recipients of hunger and housing grants include Beyond Blessed Pantry Corporation of Sauk County, receiving $1,500, $1,000 to Feeding Wisconsin Incorporated to increase SNAP enrollment and food access for older adults, and $250 to Sauk County Children's Giving Tree for winter boots for kids. Environmental stewardship includes protecting wildlife spaces, planting trees and prairies, including creating and protecting habitats, received grants of over $51,000 in 10 communities. Alliant Energy also supports public education, workshops, and school programs focused on environmental issues, endangered species and wildlife protection, as well as updated park and trail projects. Recipients in the environmental stewardship category include the Aldo Leopold Nature Center Incorporated, receiving $2,500 to subsidize school field trips, $1,500 to American Players Theater, $2,500 to Ferry Bluff Eagle Council for the 2026 Sauk Prairie Bald Eagle Watching Days, $1,000 to the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation for the Phoebe Point Trailhead Invasive Plant Control in Iowa County, $1,000 to Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area Incorporated in Sauk County for an Earth Week celebration, $1,500 to the International Crane Foundation Incorporated to build partnerships for whooping crane conservation and educational outreach for Wisconsin hunters, naturalists, and educators, $5,000 to the Riverland Conservancy in Sauk County, and $38,100 to the Nature Conservancy for Baraboo Hills Tree Planting Partnership. Workforce readiness aims to aid in the development of a solid workforce and attract future employees. Over $348,000 in grants and scholarships were awarded during this cycle. Grants went to 27 communities for youth agriculture programs, school gardens, farm education and innovation, as well as libraries and bookmobiles, STEM programming, workshops, and festivals. Recipients in the workforce readiness category include Community Foundation of Southern Wisconsin Incorporated, receiving $4,795 for advancing rural libraries across Southern Wisconsin, $1,000 to Southwest Opportunity Center Incorporated in Grant County for We Need a Lift, $7,000 to the Southwest Wisconsin Technical College Foundation Incorporated for 2025 scholarships, and $5,000 to the UW-Platteville Foundation Incorporated for 2025 scholarships. An Impact Life Blood Drive will be held today at SSM Health St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo, from now until 3 in the hospital's Ringling Room. Please bring your photo ID and make sure you eat before you donate. To book an appointment, call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org. You can also give the gift of life today at an American Red Cross blood drive. The Red Cross urges everyone able to give blood or platelets now. All blood types are needed, but type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. A blood drive is being held today from now until 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. A blood drive will also be held tomorrow from 8 to noon at the Grove Regional Community Center in Mays O'Maney. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6 with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remember those who lost the fight. Walk with Grace is held as a culmination of a year of fundraising by all the teams and individuals working to support family and friends affected by cancer. This year, 58% of funds raised will go directly to local cancer patients. 25% will be divided between UW-Carbone and Amplify by Gunderson for research. 10% will support the medical communities within our service area. 5% will go toward cancer prevention, and 2% will go toward operational costs. Arrive early this evening to the 22nd annual Walk with Grace at Crosscut Park and enjoy supper with food and refreshments from the various food vendors beginning at 4 and stay for the opening ceremony at 6. The opening ceremony will feature the introduction of this year's ambassadors, Amy Linz, Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. The luminary ceremony will be held at 9. The evening will also include the drawings for the car raffle and calendar raffle. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered tomorrow as the remains of Private Herbert McLaughlin are buried in his hometown of Shawnee. Governor Evers ordered flags at half-staff to honor McLaughlin. He was killed in Hawaii during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. McLaughlin's remains were unidentified for over 80 years. They were uncovered in 2019 by a federal agency that identifies missing military members. He will be laid to rest this Saturday in Shawnee in Honolulu. A rosette will be placed next to his name at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. It signals he's been accounted for. It's 87 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 87 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, August 8th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 10. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Irene Reinstra is survived by two children, Bob and Kelly Reinstra, and Pam and Lauren Noble, 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and son-in-law Roy Howell, Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died August 1st as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Weitzel is survived by his daughters, Maya and Lila, parents John and Tara Weitzel of Richland Center, 6 brothers and sisters, Taylor Weitzel and Marshall Jacqueline of Rapid City, South Dakota, Sterling Weitzel and Maddie Ribido of Winona, Minnesota, Katarina Weitzel and Logan Tonstad of Spring Green, Ruthie Weitzel, Rebecca Weitzel, and John Weitzel, all of Richland Center. Grandparents Roy and Dawn Burnt and Dennis Derry, all of Richland Center. Great-grandmother Amy Klingeman of Rockbridge, mother of his children, Olivia Corey of Sextonville, special aunt Stephanie Derry of Richland Center, many aunts and uncles, other relatives and friends. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, 2 children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett, 4 grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother, Dennis Barrett, and sister, Wanda and Bob Chalklin. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Joseph Wonkerl is survived by his wife Lucille, 5 children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Husum of Plain, and Mary and Mark Peck of Spring Green. Son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona, 6 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, a brother, Anthony Wonkerl of Sauk City, sister, Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, and sisters-in-law, Irene and Don Rags and Doris and Bob Hayes. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died last Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th at noon, at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Juan Franklin is survived by 2 sons, Juan Franklin and Tom Eckhart, stepson Raymond LaGrange, 5 daughters, Leanna and Franklin Higgins, Elizabeth Larson, Rosalind Barr, Ashley and Franklin Strike, and Amber Franklin, 17 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey!" Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dion and Cora Puzon, David and Kathy Unbehan, and Tom and Jane Williams. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very warm and humid conditions across the region today, and also we've been tracking thunderstorms up through much of north and east Minnesota, trying to move into Wisconsin, but kind of fizzling out as they do so. However, more storms should fire up out over eastern Minnesota this evening, slide through northwest half of Wisconsin late tonight, and give us some off and on thunderstorms tomorrow morning through the afternoon. Some of those could be on the stronger severe side, with strong winds and heavy rain the main culprits, but also some small hail in spots. That front causing the storms will basically stall out near the region all the way into the early part of next week, so we could have repeated rounds of showers and storms. Heavy rain certainly possible. We're thinking widespread 1 to 3 inch amounts with some localized 4 to 5 inch totals. Temperatures will be running a little bit above normal into next week as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny, hot and sticky with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. South wind 8 to 17. Increasing clouds and muggy tonight. 30% chance of thunderstorms late. Low at 72. Partly or mostly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow. Occasional showers and storms are likely. Some could be strong. High temperature in the middle 80s. Wind out of the south-southwest up to 10. The showers and storms continue Saturday night with areas of heavy rain. Low 67. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High near 82. Heading into Monday, mostly cloudy with rain possible again, perhaps a thunderstorm. Low in the mid-60s, high near 81. Tuesday, partly sunny, slight chance of a shower. Low 63, high 83. And Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm. Low at 63, high near 86. Come Thursday, partly cloudy, another very summer-like day. Lows in the mid-60s, highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 88 degrees in Richland Center under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 90, our low this morning was 64. Our high so far today, 89. The record high for this date set in 1986 is 96. The record low, 42, was set in 1964. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 8:15 with sunrise tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.82. Relative humidity is 67% and no precipitation to report. It's currently 88 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How irrigation can promote global health and nutrition, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Using irrigation on cropland in less developed parts of the world can lead to improved food security. Claudia Ringler is Director of Natural Resources and Resilience for the International Food Policy Research Institute.
Our natural resource base is the foundation of all food production and also of all livelihoods and of all life. So if we can protect our water resources, if we can protect our agroecosystems, you know, it's unlikely that we can continue to produce food.
In some cases, says Ringler, water resources protection involves irrigation.
Irrigation has a very high potential for positive nutrition outcomes and health, but only if we are very intentional about it and there is training and capacity sharing accompanies the irrigation development so that farmers are trained on integrated pest management and also on the important preservation and conservation of water resources for drinking so that they're not contaminated.
And says Ringler, extreme weather events like drought and flooding make irrigation a more stable choice for water for crop production.
To reduce the adverse impacts on food production systems from these extreme events, water as a resource has to be more actively considered in food production systems.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Music.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Expect to pay more for fertilizer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. First, a former educator and dairy farmer has found his niche in fiber and ag tourism. Kevin Stayer started raising alpacas about 30 years ago on a former dairy farm near Two Rivers. He says the alpaca fleece is cut once a year, usually in May, and that fiber is very useful for creating warm and comfortable clothing.
An alpaca has quite unique characteristics. It's 3 times warmer than sheep wool, 7 times as strong as sheep wool, and has a lower micron so it doesn't have that itch. And it's completely a dry fiber, so there's no lanolin in it.
Stayer says a Peru Alpaca Research Center says the animals will live about 20 years, but he has a 23 and a 24-year-old and credits their longevity to a more balanced diet. He says during the summer, his alpacas are on pasture and he feeds them hay in the winter.
Most of the hay raised in this state is for milk cows. Well, if I fed that same hay to an alpaca, it would increase the diameter of the hair shaft and it would start to be coarse. So we feed alpacas exclusively orchard grass.
Stayer also hosts tours at his farm, London Dairy Alpacas. He spoke to Brownfield during the Wisconsin State Fair. The president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says fertilizer prices continue to climb. Brownfield's Jared White has that story.
KJ Johnson says global factors are weighing on all varieties of fertilizer.
Russia, you're talking China, you're talking Morocco, you're talking about import duties, stuff like that. I mean, there is an import duty on phosphates. China also produces phosphates and potash, but they are keeping a lot of that at home.
He tells Brownfield the price run up already has farmers considering 2026 plans.
I think you're going to really have to figure out on your own operation what you pencil out. What is your cost per acre?
Johnson says IFCA is also closely monitoring any potential price impacts to inputs related to the latest round of U.S. tariffs. From Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
An extension educator says he's seeing an uptick in brown stem rot and sudden death syndrome in this year's soybean crop. Talon Muse with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says development would have begun when growing conditions were wet and humid. He tells Brownfield the diseases are often mistaken for each other, but there are two key differences.
When you pull that plant to split down that stem, and you'll find that in the pith, brown stem rot will have depleted the pith of that stem.
Muse says SDS infections will cause necrosis to the lower stem, which leads to discoloration. Export demand for new crop corn continues to be strong. Another 125,000 tons of corn has been sold, and that's the fourth announced sale this week. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A light round of direct cash cattle business is underway and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to pick up. Dress deals in Nebraska have been marked at $380. It's a light test, but it's at $4 below the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals in Iowa are at $240. Asking prices are firm at $240 plus live in the South and $390 dressed in the North. Look for business to continue to develop as the day progresses. At the Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers and feeder heifers were $2 to $10 higher. Steer calves and heifer calves were $5 to $15 higher. The USDA says quality was good to attractive with very good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 551 to 568 pounds, brought $390 to $410. Feeder steers, 657 to 690 pounds, brought $370 to $375. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 555 to 594 pounds, brought $340 to $362.50. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.16 at $377.78. Select was 96 cents higher at $354.71. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors likely have needed numbers on hand, resulting in a very quiet end of the week as they just aren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand continues to be the market's main driver as of late. The overall solid demand for U.S. pork on the global market and strong domestic demand have both been providing some much-needed price support. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights have moderated some, but there still continues to be plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 85 cents with a weighted average of 106.63. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $88. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $74 to $86. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.48 at $117.81. Ribs, bellies, and picnics were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of sassy cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Soybeans and cattle are lower. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Watching weather as the crop heads through key development phases. There's also some position squaring ahead of USDA's supply, demand, and production numbers out next Tuesday. September beans are 5 1/4 lower at 968 and 3 quarters. November's down 5 3/4 at 988 and a quarter. September bean meal is steady at 276.10. September bean oil 62 lower at 52.88. Corn is mostly weak. It's watching development weather while preparing for those USDA numbers. Unknown destinations did buy 125,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. That is the fourth announced purchase of new crop U.S. corn this week. September corn's down 1/4 at 384 and 1/4. December's steady at 407. Chicago and Kansas City wheat are down as they monitor U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis is up, though, on poor conditions in parts of the northern U.S. plains. September Chicago's 2.5 lower at 515 3/4. September Kansas City's down 2 1/4 at 519. September Minneapolis is up 3.5 at 577 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on profit-taking and a lack of technical support. Just light direct trade so far, mostly at 380 dressed in the north, $4 lower than a week ago. October live's down 530 at 226.92. December's 5 lower at 228.62. September feeders are down 867 at 340.95. And hogs are mostly weak with questions about demand. Cash business is steady to lower. Pork is up at midday. October's down 2 at 90.90, and December leans 2 lower at 83.77. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Are you thinking about a kitchen remodel? Start with Harkey Lumber, where expert staff can help you design your new layout and offer trusted cabinet lines like Craftmate and Miralac Classic. And cabinets aren't just for kitchens. They add stylish storage to your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even create a custom entertainment center. To top it off, a countertop that fits your space and your style. For all your cabinet needs, call 985-7207 or stop at Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Getting more veggies in kids' diets. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Vegetables by Bayer and D&O Produce, which is based in Columbus, Ohio, are teaming up to promote healthy eating habits among school-aged children. Alex DeNovo, president of D&O Produce, says the mission is to increase access, exposure, and education around fresh fruits and vegetables. He says their new broccoli chips are doing just that.
This item in particular also answers something that's challenging for K-12 in terms of finding that green vegetable. So we went into this with the idea of trying to develop the chicken wing of vegetables, turning something that was once a waste product into a consumable product that's new and exciting, provides a better return to the grower because it was something that was tilled under the soil, and also has a sustainability component.
But he tells Brownfield what's really cool is that kids actually enjoyed the chips.
We sent out some product to four different districts that we really trust and value their opinions. And I think out of that, there were maybe